Want more wealth building secrets? Go get a copy of my book. It's called Unshakable Wealth. And you can get a copy at satorigift.com. Inside this book, you'll find my top secrets on how to dominate your life and business without apologies. How to own your worth, how to get highly paid, and change the world with your message. These are the secrets I've used with Olympic athletes, world-class CEOs, and leaders just like you. Again, that's satorigift.com. What's up, everyone? This is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to a new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whenever you're listening to this, how are you doing? Really? Think about it. I'm asking you because I'm here to inspire you to be self-aware, to have some introspection, to be present, to get a clear perspective and not just be on autopilot. Is this making sense? I'm here to inspire you and challenge you at the same time because that's where the growth happens, right? That's where the progress lives. Yes? Now let me ask you, how many people do you know that talk a big game? Think about it. If you're anything like me, you probably see and hear this all the time, don't you? Because we live in a world of mediocrity. Our system is built on rewarding mediocrity. I see people all the time. They say, Satori, I want to stop over-drinking. I want to lose weight. I want to make more money. I want a great marriage. I want a great business. But they're stuck. They're stuck talking about it. They're stuck complaining about it. They're stuck pretending. They don't have a drive and hunger to follow through. You know what I mean? So I know by you listening to me right now, I know you're committed to a badass life. You want more out of life. You want to take your life, your business, your health, your income, your marriage to the next level, right? You're not settling. I mean, come on. You wouldn't be listening to a podcast about being a badass otherwise, right? You're investing your time, your energy, and emotions to be here with me right now. You're choosing to be here right now, aren't you? You could be doing anything, right? Anything else right now, but you're not. You're listening to me right now. And I don't take that lightly, and neither should you. And I appreciate you investing in you. So let's take being present to a new level, shall we? Is that cool with you? You see, we all know we need to make decisions to invest in ourselves if we want to make real progress, make real transformation and growth happen. Isn't that true? So before we go deeper into today's episode, I just want to start by acknowledging you and say I'm really grateful that you are investing in you right now. And I'm also grateful to be able to share this moment with you. So acknowledge yourself for being here. Come on, you can do this, right? It's not corny or silly. Just do it, okay? Listen, if you haven't listened to other Half-Ass to Badass episodes, go back to episode one and go through them all and listen to them. And you know why I'm doing this, why this matters to me, right? Today, I'm going to reveal a secret. But before I do, let me ask you a question. And I want you to answer as honest as you can, okay? Do you want more? Really? I know you want more, right? I know you wouldn't be here. But I want to ask you, you want more out of life, right? More out of your business, more out of you. More energy, more productivity, better focus. How about your relationships, right? Do you want to stop fighting? Maybe you don't call it fighting. Maybe you call it arguing or being disappointed or getting upset and having conflicts with the people you actually love. You want to be happier, more fulfilled. Of course you do, right? Or you wouldn't be listening. But it's healthy. I want you to understand that. It's healthy, right? It's how you were born. It's your design to grow, to evolve. So people tell me all the time, Satori, I want to make more money. Or they say, you know, I made the money. I have all the toys. Why am I still miserable, right? I want to find true love. I hear people say that, right? I keep pushing and pushing. And no matter how much I succeed, no matter how much I accomplish, I feel like something is missing. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of wanting life to be a certain way and not getting there. That's how I felt. I want to stop fighting with my husband. I want to stop arguing with my wife. Right? No matter what I do, it's never enough. I can never make her happy. I can never satisfy him. I don't want to be angry with my kids anymore. I don't want to be frustrated with my kids all the time. But you know what? It's like I said, most people just talk about it. And I've discovered something really important. Wanting it just isn't enough. The fantasy is not enough. If it was, we'd all be millionaires, billionaires, right? With perfect bodies, right? We'd be super ass happy, right? Having amazing kids that always do what we want and the love of our lives right next to us. The truth is, most people are not. After working with hundreds of thousands of people from over 80 countries, to be specific, I can tell you with absolute certainty that most of us are unhappy, dissatisfied, unfulfilled, stressed, depressed, angry all the time, disappointed, and addicted to food, alcohol, sex, smoking, coffee, and maybe some other less obvious drugs like anger, control, power, with no idea how to escape the pain. And the question is, why? Why are most of us not where we want to be? And it's not the first time we ask that question, right? And it's not the first time we look for a solution either. To feel happier, right? To be more successful. Because we all want to feel more. More fulfilled, right? We want to find a deeper meaning in life. And I'm not talking about that fleeting moment that feels like happiness, but isn't. Right? The one that comes from sex, alcohol, shopping, or other forms of entertainment or addictions. I'm talking about what creates that sustainable, long-lasting, genuine fulfillment that just keeps growing and expanding, even during tough times, right? People ask the question, when is it my time, right? When is it your time? And I believe this is your time, right now, right here. This is the episode, together. So what's missing? And when I ask that question, a lot of people get bothered because they are confronted with the primary fear that life will never be what they hope for. And we're constantly comparing our lives for significance, right? Think about it. We work so hard to show others how perfect our lives are, how special we are. It's so conditioned into our culture. It drives me nuts how insane it has become on social media. Who has the biggest mansion, the most expensive car, the hottest wife, right? The trophy wife, the perfect kids. Or you have that? Well, just look what I have. I have a private jet, and look how fun my life is. Nothing wrong with having these things, right? But it all depends which lens you put it under. People get so sucked into it, right? Marketers use it all the time to position themselves. Magazines, commercials. And people all around us love to show off this perfect family or lifestyle, right? That we have our shit together. But most live in an illusion, trying to paint a fantasy that is not real for one primary reason, so that others will like us, appreciate us, respect us, and think that we are great and worthwhile. We work so hard hiding who we really are, how we really feel. And we defend that image until the end, right? We want to live the life we see in magazines, on Instagram, on social media, right? Period. And when it doesn't happen, we get extremely disappointed. I gotta tell you, it's a trap. I'm gonna tell you something. Most people I work with are not like everyone else, right? They're searching. They have this gnawing feeling inside that there's something else. There's something more, right? They have this entrepreneurial mind, right? But they don't know how to break out of the mold, to remove the facade. There's a difference between how they appear and how they live, who they are. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about? right? They want to break free from the chains of their past. They're tired of wanting life to be a certain way, but not feeling they are getting there. You getting this, right? But they know there's a next level for them. And if you're like many people I know, you can relate, can't you? I wasn't always the most sought after and highest paid turnaround guy, mentor, consultant, advisor, right? Helping people to go from a half-ass relationship to a badass relationship, or from a half-ass business to a badass business. Simply put, I wasn't always the guy taking you from a half-ass mindset to a badass mindset. I've been blessed and had the opportunity to help over a million people from over 80 countries around the world with my message. And at this point in my life, I would have to be an idiot, right? If I didn't see patterns in human behavior and the pain so many people live with, but pretend doesn't exist. And as many of you may know, you know, I have been fortunate to have Tony Robbins hire me to increase revenue many years ago and help build their brand and help spread, you know, spread their message around the world for many years. And I've also worked with many other experts and thought leaders behind the scenes who I thought had extraordinary principles. I mean, I even moved my whole family to Georgia one time so I could drink the knowledge straight from the well. And that's kind of the level of commitment and dedication that I have to you, right? And all the other people that I have the opportunity to serve at a deeper level. Unfortunately, a few months into that relationship, it was revealed to me that the man was not living the way he was teaching, and he wanted to control everything I did. Not very productive, and also not possible when one of my highest values is freedom. So I packed up the car in a U-Haul and drove my family cross country back to California, right? Which has been my primary home for the last 25 years. And it taught me an important lesson. Even the gurus, the ones that we put on pedestals, have flaws. So don't put them on pedestals, right? Simple. Simple as that. But it didn't start this way. I remember sitting in my one-bedroom apartment in Stockholm many, many years ago, and I had just come out of being locked up in a psychiatric ward for 2 months because my friends and family thought something didn't seem right. You know, I was talking about things they'd never heard about, right? They never heard me talk about these things. And of course, when you get locked up, they work really hard to keep you there. And when I got out, my dream of becoming a professional musician is gone. I have no job. I'm getting money from the government. My girlfriend left me. I don't want to touch my guitar anymore. And my go-to source for comfort is my black leather couch, watching daily reruns of Laura Ingalls Little House on the Prairie in Dallas, if you remember those, and eating ice cream like there was no tomorrow. I gained 25 pounds, right? I can't sleep. You need to understand, this is like the early 90s. Like, there's no internet, no iPhone, no YouTube, no social media to occupy my time. Only 3 TV channels and a VCR for entertainment. I'm so miserable, I'm planning to commit suicide. I go to the doctor and tell him, I can't sleep, which was true, but I'm not taking the pills. I'm just gathering them for the day when I'm going to make it happen. And that day comes. I'm sitting on my couch, call my dad. I don't want to live anymore. I have nothing to live for, and I'm going to kill myself. He goes, do it. I can't stop you. If you think this is going to end your misery, go ahead. Not what I want to hear, right? I'm pissed. Also because I blamed him for putting me in the hospital. The truth is, I wanted connection. I wanted to feel understood. I wanted to be seen. And I wanted to know I mattered, right? I want to be loved. And I'm sitting there, crying, snot all over my face, scared, thinking, what if I fail, ended up a vegetable, and can't move, and things become even worse? I mean, come on, then I wouldn't be able to eat ice cream and watch the Ingalls family, right? Or worse, what if I succeed, ended up in internal pain, without a body, and not being able to impact anything, just watching everything and have no control. My self-worth is low. I feel I have no worth. An old friend of mine, Tommy, called me from Hollywood, California. He's one of the friends that had been around the same night I had gone into the hospital. What do you do, man? What's going on? I tell him about everything that happened, and he tells me that he moved to the U.S. the same night I went into the hospital. And he tells me, you know, just come over here. You know, I know you'll like it. You can stay with me. I sent out an audition tape to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and a month later, I'm on a plane to LA. And the moment I put my feet on American soil, I feel I'm home for the very first time in my life. This is the place that I had dreamed of since I was a kid. But there's a problem. I have no desire to play guitar. The dream of becoming a rock star is gone. And one thing I know is that I'm not going back to Sweden. I'm here to stay. So I have this new, brilliant idea on what I'm going to do that could make me famous and make me a lot of money. If I can't be a rock star, I'm going to become a porn star. Okay, what a concept, huh? Well, listen, when you feel like you have no options, you get creative. I never ended up pursuing that idea of being a porn star. Instead, I decided to get my life back. I start training karate again after several years of no training. And on December 17th, 1994, 9 months later, I became a world champion in karate. I go on to open and run a very successful martial arts school for years, teaching hundreds of kids, adults, and families. And I realize after listening, right, to thousands of these students, right, most of them didn't come to me because they wanted to learn how to kick and punch. Even if that's fun and make them lethal, they wanted more focus, more discipline. They wanted to feel centered and to be more confident, right? They wanted to remove the mental blocks that are holding them back from being more successful in life and in business. That's when I realized my real calling. So I shift my direction, even though I love martial arts and its power, I focus on elite mental performance to optimize my clients' lives. And that's when I became the turnaround guy. If you don't have the right signals from your brain, you'll make poor decisions, you'll be unproductive, you'll lose money and destroy key relationships. So for many years, no matter how successful I was, no matter how many people's lives I changed, I fought to feel worthy of being here, to feel good enough, always pushing and pushing to succeed, but still feeling empty. And I see the same struggles in many of my clients, high-performing athletes, CEOs, business owners, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and experts in many, many fields. I gotta tell you, even though I love LA and it was the first time I felt at home, I still had a lot of challenges, right? I mean, picture this, I'm homeless, living in my car, and I'm making $30 a day putting up flyers around the streets of LA, right? For movie extras, and I'm doing this by foot. Right? Or sometimes I took my bike because I didn't want to use all the money on gas. And I basically lived all over LA. Sometimes when we were driving, I tell my wife, you know, oh, I lived here. She goes, is this where you parked your car or was this an actual home? Right? And this was all the time before I started my karate school. Now, enough about me. Let's focus on you and your life for a moment. Let's make a quick self-assessment and evaluation, okay? Let me ask you, and I want you to be honest. Just answer it with a yes or no, okay? Can you do that? Either yes or no. It's very simple, right? Are there times, no matter how successful you are, when you feel empty and unfulfilled? Yes or no, right? Are there times when you question yourself and feel you're not good enough? Maybe stress over or worry about what others are going to think of you at times. Right, some people don't like to admit that, but do you? Yes or no? Do you easily get irritable? Maybe lose your patience, your temper? Do you snap at your kids or partner? And do you feel like people don't understand or care about you? Right? Let me ask you, do you want more out of life? More success, more money, better marriage, business? Do you pretend, in other words, act as if everything is great, even though in your heart, you know it isn't? Do you smile even when you don't feel like it? How about saying yes to things you really don't want to do? Do you ever worry about how you dress in the morning? That you're not looking good enough? Do you feel like you have to have a positive mask or facade? Let me ask you, do you deny that you do any of these things? If that's you, then pay extra attention because this conversation is especially for you. Seriously, if you could relate to any or many of the things I just mentioned, you're in the right place. If you hear a bunch of noise in the background, there's kids playing outside, they're having a lot of fun, but I thought, I want to deliver this episode to you, and I can't wait to share this moment with you. So, if you have kids, that's what's happening. There's kids playing in the background. I'm sure you have listened to many experts promising you more happiness, more love, more money, better health, right? I know I have. I've read all the books, gone to all the seminars. I have shelves with education, DVDs, online programs. I have a whole library with personal development and business building programs and courses. Some really good stuff and some really lousy, right? Really bad stuff. And many based on trading and buying imitation love. In other words, if you are a certain way, behave a certain way, look a certain way, then you will receive the love, the respect, the status. Are you with me? Just like you, I mean, I have searched for answers, ways to create a richer, more meaningful life, where I'm not just surviving, not just living, but actually thriving. And I'm always looking for ways to constantly grow and expand. What a concept, right? I mean, who wants just to survive? I don't. And I personally invested close to $1 million in over 25 years to find the right way to a badass life and more fulfilling life. A, you know, meaningful life where I can be myself without apologies, without guilt, without shame, without feeling stupid, without feeling I'm never good enough, never smart enough or intelligent enough, funny enough, wealthy enough, good looking enough, successful enough, whatever enough. Have you ever been there? Can you relate to what I'm saying? Listen, with the knowledge that you will learn here today, you will learn to feel loved and appreciated exactly for who you are without having to please people or being someone you're not. Stop worrying about what people think of you. At least start the process today, okay? Learn the secrets to feel genuinely fulfilled on your terms. Really, like how to handle conflicts, both internal and external. I don't have that much time with you today. It will be a longer episode than usual, but I will give you the best that I got during the short time that we have together. And I got two gifts for you. The first I'm going to give you in just a moment, and a second before we end today. But before I do that, let me share something with you. When I talk to large audiences and I ask the question, how many of you like to feel genuinely happy and be loved for who you are? Everybody raises their hand, right? When I ask, how many of you, if you're really honest, can actually say you are genuinely happy and loved for who you are? Only 1 or 2% of the room raise their hand. When I ask how many want to wait for 20 years to get their results, of course, nobody raised their hand. Because we want to see results fast, right? Now. Not only that, we want consistent, predictable, sustainable results. We don't just want something that's going to fade away quickly. Even if that's how we live most of our lives, looking for instant gratification and quick fixes. Do you agree? Can you see that? But what you're going to receive today is completely different than anything you've heard before. Today we're going to cover the source to why we feel not good enough and very often worthless. Why we have such a hard time being ourselves and how we can stop worrying about what others think of us, really. And I don't mean just pretending like we don't care to protect ourselves, which a lot of people do. How we can feel genuinely fulfilled, feel inspired from within. Not cool? Then I'm going to show you how you can take this important information and use it to create a badass life, right? The badass life you want, right? Based on your life, where you can feel genuinely connected and on purpose and make a real transformation in your life. Sound good? The second gift I'm going to give you, if you want to take this deeper and you see the value in it, and only if you do, I'm going to invite you to take this further so you can own it in your own life, which is through my signature event, Half-Assed to Badass, which is life on your terms, you know, how to have the business, the life, the marriage, the family you want, right? How to take command of your life and business and experience real freedom in the most authentic and pure way, where you're not being dominated by external circumstances and you can step into a life you love, right? Now, when it comes to questions, because I'm going to talk about this stuff, and this question is going to come up, right? I want you to write them down so you remember them, because I know what it's like to have important questions, and then maybe forgetting about them or thinking about this one-way conversation here, right? So write them down, and if you have questions, I want you to send them to Satori@SatoriMateo.com, right? Satori@SatoriMateo.com, right? My first and last name. Now, most of us, if we're honest, we have a gap between where we are and where we really want to be in a certain area of our lives. I mean, if your career is going great, right? Then very often your body's not where you want it to be because you're too busy. If you're happy with your body, then very often your relationship is not where you want it to be. Or your intimate relationship is going great, but you have a poor relationship with your kids. Are you following? We all have an area of our lives, maybe it's your spiritual part of your life that hasn't gotten the attention it needs, and we feel out of balance. In other words, in one area we feel strong and in others weak. You following? This makes sense, right? And I believe an outstanding coach or mentor is someone who has more skills, more strategies, and a different perspective to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in your life. And very often they see things you don't. And very often believe more in you than you believe in yourself. Also, they're not stuck in the loops you have going on inside of your head, right? Does that make sense? Many people wonder, they ask me, how do I do what I do? How do I turn people around? How is it that I can make such deep and sustainable transformations with people from over 80 countries? I'm going to give you a clue. I want you to write this down. It starts with the word patterns, right? I have pattern recognition like no one else. What does that mean? It means I see things others don't. It doesn't make me superior. But at this point, like I said earlier in my life, after 25 years of people and business turnaround and studying what makes people do what they do, why they do it, and how we can find deep meaning and fulfillment, how to maximize results and sustain performance, I really would have to be an idiot, right? If I couldn't see the patterns that make us successful or completely miserable. I'm here to help you identify which patterns have helped you to get where you are today and which have and maybe still can stop you in the future. And this may feel a bit odd or strange, and if it does, it's good, it's okay, because it means that we're about to grow and expand and become more here today together, okay? Because when we stretch our comfort zone, when we go beyond what is naturally comfortable and really challenge our thinking, that is when we grow, and that's what we'll do today, okay? So I hope you're open and flexible to step outside your comfort zone. You see, we have thousands of these conditioned patterns, right? And some has made us successful, and other patterns, on the other hand, right, still hold us back from getting where we want to be in life. Not sure if you put it together yet, but I'm 100% committed to you not just having, but truly living a badass life. Now, if you commit to playing full out with me here, giving your best during our time here together, not just listening to me passively, then this day, today, can be the beginning of a whole new quality of life for you. It's making sense to you. So let's go a bit deeper, okay? I'm about to give you the secret to a real, sustainable, badass life. A secret most people don't want you to know about. Most people will try to convince you the opposite, right? They'll try to minimize it, even argue with you that it's even possible. I know, it's kind of stupid, but they don't do it to be mean. They actually don't know. I mean, some people do it with a second agenda, right? They want to make money on you, right? They want to keep you consuming their stuff. But most people, they don't know. They've never experienced what it feels like, and their whole life, they've learned to ignore it. They listen to the wrong information, the wrong teachers, right? They've been programmed by fear. They were taught that real fulfillment really doesn't exist, or it's only for the few lucky ones. They're wrong, okay? They're wrong. But all your life, you've been lied to. You've been sold a fantasy, or maybe protected from disappointment, right? From your parents. It's that feeling that makes you sick inside, worried or insecure, disappointed, frustrated, angry, and alone. Wondering why you don't get to be happy like in the movies or fulfilled and free inside like the commercial promised, right? Which is the reason why we often ask ourselves, what's wrong with me? Is this all there is? Many of the people that I get to work with closer very quickly start seeing how they're not 100% themselves with other people. They're good people. They're not mean. But they notice themselves quickly feeling inconvenienced, irritated, annoyed with other people, right? Losing their temper, short patience, right? Why? It's not like they wake up in the morning and go, I have all this love to give today. I feel so loving and grateful, but screw it. I'd rather be cold, inconvenienced, frustrated, and angry with others. Nobody does this, right? But very often, we feel it's out of our control. We want to feel more peaceful. We really do, right? We really want to know who we are. We don't want to feel alone. We want to be able to enjoy deeper intimacy and not feel used or rejected, right? Most people wish they felt more confident than they do. We don't want to argue with our partner, fight about money, right? Household chores, parenting, sex. We don't want to get into conflicts with our business partners or customers. We don't want to resist solutions because we have to be right. It sucks, doesn't it? So the question I have for you is, are you done? I mean, really done, wasting energy, wasting your focus on meaningless friction, overwhelm, and painful experiences? Are you? Yes or no, right? It's a simple question, right? Are you ready to be a badass, right? If you want to not just have a badass life, but you want to own it and be it, right? I'm going to show you how to do this in this conversation. Right? Without having to pretend, without having to please people or trying to be perfect. I used to wonder why most people never get to that place of sustained fulfillment or happiness or joy or whatever you want to call it, right? Even though they've been through years of personal development, business development, therapy, books, meditation. And I want to know what I could do myself. Never again have to feel that I wasn't good enough. How I could avoid the feeling of, you know, being rejected or criticized. Today, I thought I'd share with you the absolute first step to a real badass life. Really, I'm not kidding, right? The absolute first step, step number one, to being a badass, a fulfilled badass, right? Really fulfilled, genuinely fulfilled, is you feeling loved. Unconditionally loved. I know that sounds kind of corny, right? But I'm not talking about the fluffy, fake, romantic kind of love you see in the movies. I'm not talking about people praising you and telling you how great you are. I'm not talking about you standing in front of the mirror saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Or forgiving your inner child, right? I'm not talking about that. So the question is, how can you feel unconditionally loved and appreciated exactly for who you are, without being fake, smiling when you don't feel like it, pleasing people just so they will like you, right? Or saying yes to things you don't want, or trying to be perfect, right? By working harder than anyone else, achieving, avoiding making mistakes to look good, to be sexy and flawless as possible, right? In other words, without buying and trading love with your behavior, which most of us have done all of our lives, even the ones denying it. They're just blind. They're not seeing it. So let's start by defining unconditional love. What does it mean? Right? Unconditional love is when I genuinely care about your happiness, your fulfillment, and I can embrace both the good and the bad in you. And I don't believe in good and bad, but it just to get you clear understanding, right? It's embracing all of you, right? I'm caring about you without any expectation or demands of getting something in return. Unconditional love, of course, is also when you genuinely care about my happiness, right? Warts and all, without any expectation or demands of getting anything in return. And of course, how do you do that with yourself? How do you embrace and own all of you, right? Right? How do you own your dark side and not, you know, make one side more important? And when I say expectations, I'm talking about the expectation of gratitude, respect, praise, presence, sex, love, cleaning up, and so on, right? When we do something for someone and we're expecting a thank you, we're expecting gratitude, we're expecting respect, we're expecting these things back. So how do we know if we're expecting something back? The primary thing we go after for the purpose of this conversation is disappointment and anger, right? When you get inconvenienced or sad, when you don't get what you want. Most of the time, we're not even aware of it until after the fact, right? I'm not talking about the type of love where I give you love as long as you do what I want you to do. That's worthless. Any idiot can be loving as long as someone is doing what you want them to do, right? That's not even love. That's just you fulfilling my wishes. And when you stop doing what I want you to do, right, I also stop being loving. In other words, I actually wasn't being loving. I was just satisfied as long as you satisfied me. That is just selfish and very often manipulative. We don't do that because we're bad people. We're just so empty and afraid. The problem is that we've hungered to be loved from the day that we were born, and we've learned from early age to buy love with our behavior, right? Think about this. As long as we ate our food, went to bed without too much of a fight, brushed our teeth, made our homework, were not in the way or made too much noise, and as long as we smile and we're good, I'm making, you know, air quotes here, we may have received a smile or a pat on the head. I'm so proud of you. You're such a good boy, such a good girl. You make mommy so happy, right? Those were the moments we got to experience it, if at all. At least we weren't rejected or given the look, right, that demonstrated we were an inconvenience. But what happened? Think about this. What happened when you didn't listen? Didn't do what our parents wanted, right? We drew with crayons on the wall, came home too late, fought with our siblings, didn't do our homework. That's when they rolled their eyes, sighed impatiently, right? And communicated how inconvenient and difficult we were. That's not when mom and dad looked at us with love in their eyes and said, I love you, son. I love you, my daughter. You're so beautiful, right? So right there and then, as a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old, right? When we do what others want and are not an inconvenience, then we're loved, appreciated, accepted. When we don't, we're not. Now, this didn't just happen with our parents, right? But also with the teachers, friends, and today with intimate partners, colleagues, in business, and social media. Are you with me? Are you following this? Can you see this play out in your own life? This is one of the reasons your friends became your friends, because you were doing what they wanted. Are you with me? I mean, so many people are so afraid of even admitting to this, right? I mean, I know, I have kids. I'm not always completely unconditionally loving, right? Now, why is this so important to grasp? Because you'll never feel you're enough. You'll always feel empty, angry, disappointed, frustrated, trying to buy love and fill the void by trying to please and be accommodating, trying to impress people by being intelligent, being good looking, sexy, funny, successful, friendly, or kind, right? Some people do the opposite, right? They walk around being hard, tough, right? Indifferent, and pretend like they don't care even when they do, which is not better, right? Do you know anyone like that? If you don't get this, you'll always have doubts. You'll always worry. You'll be overwhelmed. And you'll fear not being loved unless you maintain the behavior and continue doing what you've learned, which just leads to the illusion of love. People liking you and wanting to spend time with you. Meaning you have to continue being funny, sexy, smart, successful, a good parent, right? A good boss, a leader, to deserve love. This is not freedom, my friend. It turns us into slaves. This is the cost of not feeling unconditionally loved. Not something I recommend. It's exhausting. And it's the cost to burnout, stress, anxiety, depression, suicide, divorce. It's the cost of addictions. addiction to alcohol, food, smoking, sleeping pills. You know, people take sleeping pills, right? This cause of addiction to sex. And the cause of more Botox, boob jobs, and Gucci bags I can count to. I work with them. Wealthy, gorgeous, hip, right? Models that say, I never felt loved. I feel empty, alone. Why? Because nobody sees them. All they see is an image, a facade that they have to maintain in order to receive praise. The purchasing of love, praise, acceptance for people to like us is an addiction most people suffer from. And it's not always easy to see. Because today, when we feel uncomfortable, what do? We just take out our smartphones, right? To distract ourselves and run from what feels uncomfortable and tough. It's proven. They've done studies on this, right? I mean, we can always play Angry Birds, Word Feud, Fortnite, watch some Game of Thrones, check our Instagram, Twitter, or someone's Facebook status, right? The problem is when we see this as normal, that this is just what people do, everybody's like this, right? We justify it, right? But if we do what everybody else does without thinking for ourselves, we're in deep trouble, right? We have strong evidence for how extremely unhappy and unfulfilled we are as a society, as a world. And this is just from the people who have the courage to tell the truth and be open about it. We're not talking about the people who are way too busy keeping up the facade. Way too many of us are totally preoccupied with covering up and hiding and lying about how we actually feel. Distracted with buying love. Busy impressing others and fronting with things that look better than they actually are, right? All in a fight to be accepted and liked without the courage to tell it like it is. Most people are terrified, mortified to tell the truth. Most of us feel so much shame of looking defected, right? That we don't want to show anybody, but it doesn't have to be this way. So how can we do this differently? That's exactly what I'm going to share with you right now. How we can do it together. So wherever you are right now, take a deep breath and sit up with some energy, okay? I know I was ranting here, right? But this is important. I'm gonna give you 3 critical steps you can start with right away on your path to a badass life. Okay, ready? First, drum roll, right? You've heard it before, but I want you to keep paying attention here. Stay with me because we're going to take it deeper. Step one is awareness, right? The first step to change or improve anything at all is awareness. You cannot stop or start anything that you're not present to. To give attention and focus to something, you first need to recognize it. To understand what's going on, you want to be relentlessly and deliberately observe and see yourself with precision, right? There's not a chance in the world that you can feel loved if you're not starting off from the awareness that something in your life is not working or if you see it as normal. Are you following this? I met so many entrepreneurs, men and women, professionals, that say, oh, my life is great. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just all these other people, right? All these other people, right? Most of us have walked around empty, dissatisfied and afraid and unfulfilled for so long, our whole lives, for most people, that we have come to accept this emptiness as normal, right? Most people have no clue how to close that gap, right? And I could demonstrate a bunch of ways of doing that. We're not gonna have time to do that today. That will be another episode, right? Some have experienced moments of what they call happiness. But if we're not able to duplicate an experience, then it's just luck. Right? Some have bought into the idea that we must love ourselves, right? Which I was one of them. And it seemed to work for a while. I'm not saying it's wrong, but very often it's a misconception of what it actually really means, right? Very often it becomes a self-protecting behavior, right? Which I will explain in more detail in a future episode. I just spoke to a very successful entrepreneur and heart surgeon recently. We met at a dinner. And he's like, I've learned more, become more aware in 1 hour of talking with you about how I function, how I almost ruined my marriage and business than I learned in over 48 years. I mean, I made the money. I was the king at work. I got all the prestige. I saved lives, people thanking me. But with all the success, I still felt empty. And I don't want to teach my son to follow in my footsteps. See, we can see that this is not just about you, but the legacy you leave to your kids and beyond. You understand why this is so important, right? History repeats itself until someone decides to break the pattern. What's so horrible is that most people walk around and don't feel loved. Many deny it, and they're too afraid to even see the truth. And even more people don't have the awareness that this is what's going on, right? And they don't understand why they feel so empty and frustrated. What do we do instead? We use drugs, right? We self-medicate. Pills, alcohol, sex, clothing, plastic surgery, control, power, makeup. Anything we can get our hands on to run and prevent anybody from disliking and not accepting us, right? I'm not saying that these things are necessarily bad in of themselves, but when we use them as a substitute to hide, to change those uncomfortable feelings, right, the boredom, or to fill our emptiness, then it's not just bad, it's dangerous, right? Of course, we also have other protective behaviors and vehicles we use when we don't feel loved. They're not so obvious, but they still hide it, right? Control, anger, power, manipulation, lying, attacking, acting like victims, right? We become clingy, right? And needy, we run. I don't know if you can recognize any of these things. Maybe people you know. When we become insightful and gain awareness about how we think, how we feel, and how we behave, and how we use them, then we get to the next point, step two, which I subtly call OYS, meaning own your shit, okay? Which means taking responsibility for our individual choices and behaviors. In our half-assed badass program, right, we spend a whole week on this one thing alone. Taking responsibility. It's so hard for people, and they often think they do, but in reality, they don't, right? It's an art. And without taking responsibility for how we feel and our choices, we become victims. And I'll go deep with that in a step-by-step process and how to take responsibility with our partner, with our kids. Because listen, we can't possibly teach our kids to take responsibility for their choices, their feelings, and behaviors if we don't do it. Are you following this? Is it making sense to you? Anyway, I was talking about responsibility, right? When you take responsibility, it makes it possible for others to see you and for you to be seen. Because when we take responsibility, we're not blaming others, we're not attacking or lying, and all this makes it easier for others to love us and for others to feel less attacked. In other words, less scared, which makes it possible for others to feel loved as well. In other words, when we take ownership, we make it possible for others to feel loved. Everybody gets what they need. Isn't that cool? Okay, step three, truth-telling. Our ability to feel loved, to be connected, and experience belonging is in direct proportion to our ability to be authentic and tell the truth. In other words, our ability to feel loved is in direct proportion to our ability to be vulnerable through telling the truth about our mistakes, about our flaws, about our weaknesses, our fears, and dreams. Without it, we make it impossible to feel loved. Are you getting this? Impossible. Everything else just becomes a facade. It's an illusion of feeling loved. Because you say, do, or try to be someone that others want you to be in order to be worthy of love and appreciation. There's a price of not telling the truth and being yourself. Emptiness and loneliness, right? There's no connection. You won't feel loved. Most people have no idea of how to tell the truth. Why? Because we have never heard what it sounds like. We have no practice, and we have learned to lie from the time we were small kids. We've learned in thousands of ways, I'm not kidding, that when I do what mom and dad wants me to do, I'm loved. When I don't, I'm not. To have the courage to tell the truth is critical if we want to feel loved. Here's the problem. We're hardwired for love, hardwired for connection and belonging. So anytime we risk losing or failing to achieve this thing called love, unconditional love, we become terrified, blind, and stupid, which means we say and do extremely dumb things when we risk losing love. See, we're not afraid of love, like many experts say. That's complete bullshit. We're not afraid of love. We're afraid of losing it. We're terrified to not feel loved. And accompanying that belief, of course, is I'm not worthy of love. Because when we're not loved, what are we? Nothing. We're shit. And that's why shame is fear of losing love and connection. That's why we hide it. The fear that I have done something or failed to do something or made a mistake that doesn't make me worthy of the connection and belonging. Is this cool? Is it making sense? So I want to show you something really exciting. I want to show you how you can create your own badass life, life on your terms, without apologies, without keeping a facade, because that's exhausting, right? I want you to feel confident, to drop the mask, and know you can be appreciated exactly for who you are. I know people talk about that, right? Be who you are, be yourself, right? But most people have no clue what that even means. It sounds good, right? And you're smart, right? How are you going to be yourself without knowing who you are to begin with? It's impossible. I just cringe when people talk like that, right? It makes for a cute Instagram post, all right? Listen, I want to demystify it for you. I want you to have clarity, and I want you to get to the truth, a truth controlled by you. Really, no bullshit. I mean, I have better things to do than waste anybody's time, and I do value my time a lot. So I don't want this to just be a nice concept in your head, but really a place where you know and can own who you are. So that who you are and the you who shows up in the world are one and the same. How cool is that? So if you like this, if you enjoyed this conversation, if this makes sense to you, then go to halfasttobadass.com and all we can do right now is just subscribe. And when we have our event, I'll let you know, okay? Anyway, I hope this episode was valuable to you, that you go back and listen to it again, take notes, and you know what? Share it. There are people in your life right now who can benefit from this message. You agree? And if you have some questions after all this, email me. Email me to satori@satorimateo.com. satori@satorimateu.com. Right? I'd love to know how I can support you on your path to a badass life. Take it easy. Boom! How'd you like that? If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot. And that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on a track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.